Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're holding in the sugya that Vav Amid Beis Aboidek Tzorach Sheyivatel. Much like it's BT after Shifra. My timer. Zok the Gemara. If you're saying it's Mishum Pirurim, then Al Choshev. We explained Mishum Pirurim, the Pashup Shat, that the Pirurim that he's going to miss in the Bedika that we know he's going to miss, or that maybe he missed, it depends if the Pirurim are Pachas Mikazayas or Kazayas. Rav says, maybe he's going to find a gluska yafe. Maybe he's going to find a good, zaftig piece of chametz. V'daita alei. Rabbi Yisai, the Meiri asked the question, v'chi b'rishoy askinon, how did he end up with a gluska yafe? How did all of a sudden is a crispy cream donut over here? Like, how is there a gluska yafe? Vos epis, there's a gluska yafe. That he didn't do bedika, or he did a bedika, such a shvacha bedika, that there's a gluska yafe. Says the Meiri, it must be talking about that there was a mokum she'ein machnisen by chametz. What's the halacha of a mokum she'ein machnisen by chametz? Ain't zoch bedika, and someone plopped a gluska yafe over there. So, Enachanami, he's not a Rashi. He did exactly what the Mishnah told him to do. And he did a great job. And just you don't have to check over there where there's Makom Shemach Nisim Bachametz. And lo and behold, there's your Gluska Yafa. That's the way that the Miri learns. However, what? Yes. And you'll be Mikan al Haba, you'll for sure be over. Not over then. He's going to be over Mikan al Haba. So, I mean, our question wasn't like, is he chayv or not? Our question was, what type of yid is this that he has a gluska yafa? The answer is, he's a very fine yid. He wasn't mechoyven to do bedika. There, either it's an oynes or you're not over because you did your bedika. Whatever it is. The point is that that's how you end up with a gluska yafa. The Miri is obviously understanding, was meant gluska yafa? A gluska yofe, psapsa gozunte, like a real zaftiga piece of chametz. If you look in, who did we see on Thursday that maybe spoke about? We see on Thursday, is it the Ran? The gluska yofe doesn't necessarily mean enticing, delicious piece of chametz. Gluska yofe just means it's not pirurin, says the Ran. This is not pirurin, so we were assuming it's like something like exceptional. Okay, so that's already possible that a person can miss something. It's not. It sounds like the Meiri's understanding this is an enticing something that's gonna draw you to eat it. And the Meir goes to a whole mahalach in that we're afraid you're going to end up getting drawn to eat it or want to eat it or something like that. But in Iran, l'chayra, that said gluska yafez, it just means lafuke from pirurim, l'chayra the kasha is not shver. Says the Gemara Vayter, v'chi mishkachas l'levatle, when you mevatle when you find it, d'yom mishkachas l'lebasar yisura, v'la b'shusa kaima v'lo matzi mevatle m'ra b'lasar, sh'nei dvarim sh'ena b'shusa sh'latam, v'asakos k'ilein b'shusa. Chamed bar b'shus rabim chamed mishay shoysul lemaylo. Frak the Gemara unavatle be'arabo unavatle bechamish. Why don't you check in the fourth hour in the morning or in the fifth hour in the morning? What does the Gemara mean to ask? What's the Gemara's question?
Why don't you check right away?
Unavatle be'arabo unavatle bechamish.
Why didn't you do it before?
Why are we doing the bittul at night? Do it in the morning. Who said we do the bittul at night? Where does it say we did the Bittul Hanai? That's the Bedika. Boydik Tzorich Sheyevatel. Doesn't say when you're Mevatel. Oh, so says Akiva, the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashmi, you're doing the Bittul with the Bedika. Haboydik Tzorich Sheyevatel. So when are you doing your Bittul? With your Bedika. Frakta Gemara, why are you doing your Bittul at night with the Bedika? Do the Bittul in the morning. That's the Gemara's question, but the Gemara somehow already had the assumption, and that's what Rashi says. We saw the Rashi, right? Abodik Tzorich Sheyevatel, said Rashi, Miyad, Samach Lebedika, Miyad. Samach Lebedika, Miyad. You're doing it Samach Abodik Tzorich Sheyevatel. Says the Gemara, why don't you do the Bittul in the morning? Says the Gemara, Kivan Delav Zman Yisuru, Velav Zman Biyuru, Dilma Poshale Veloma Vatale. It's a nishta hin and nishta her. It's, there's no, well, fourth hour. Well, I'm going to set my alarm for fourth hour. They didn't have alarms in those days. So he's just going to come and go. He's going to forget to do his bittul. So therefore, we linked the bittul to the bedika. What? Because, if you tell him to do it in the fourth hour, he's not going to remember. That's what it means, pasha. He's going to make a mistake. It's hard for him. You're setting him up for failure by telling him to do a bittul in the fourth hour. He's got nothing to remind him. If you do the bedika and the bittul together, so then after the bedika, you do the bittul right away. He won't end up making that mistake. Says Rashi. Daito ale, chashuva hi be'enov. It's chashuv in his eyes. V'chas ale l'sarfa. And he will be chas, means he will be chas. He will, I don't know what the word is. He will care about it. He will be lax, you said? He will have mercy on it from burning it. Umasha afilu rega echad. And he's going to leave it even one rega. So Rashi says, he's chos alel esarfa. Umasha afilu rega echad. So, two diukim. First of all, Rashi says chasaleh l'sarfa. We saw Tosfos is going to ask on Rashi, and Tosfos says if he's chasaleh milevatla, what's the Gemara's next question? The Gemara asks v'chimishkachas levatla. That's a silly question. You just told me you're not going to be mevatalit, right? Because you said it's a gluska yaf, and he doesn't want to be mevatalit. So says the Taz, Rashi doesn't say chasaleh levatla. What does Rashi say? Chasaleh l'sarfa. The Rashi understood. That's exactly what Rashi is coming to answer. You have to see what exactly the answer is. But Rashi is meduyik. He's only chasaleh l'sarfa. Would he be chasaleh levatla? No. If he found it, would he be mevatlet in a snap?
Yes.
Will he be sarfit in a snap? No. Umasha afilu rega echad. What does Rashi mean? Umasha afilu rega echad. Is this Rashi's drama here? Umasha afilu rega echad. What is Rashi? What's this? What's Rashi saying with this? Rabbeinu Peretz, when he quotes Rashi, says he's masha shah. He's going to leave it there for an hour. Why does Rashi say masha afilu a rega echad? What's Rashi coming to say? What?
You don't start trying to burn it right away. You don't need the person to have an actual, even in his mind, he has a split second of thinking of not burning it. That's enough to be over.
Why is Rashi telling us that?
You would have thought he actually needs to be mashed.
Why is Rashi telling us that? Let me just add one akuda to what you're saying. Because according to Rashi, how long is his hesitation going to be? I think it's just going to be like a split second. Rashi's not talking about that he's going to be like, maybe I'm going to keep it. I don't know. I'm not ready to burn it. I'm going to think about it. And comes back an hour later. No, that's not what it is. It's like a second. It's like, fine. It's like, and that's it. Boom. You're done. You're out. You're over. That's why Rashi says, "Umasha afilu rega echad." Even just 1 second. Why? Because we're talking about milliseconds over here, according to Rashi. If we're talking about a decent amount of shehiyah, then Rashi should say, well, Masha, he'll be Masha. A rega echad, two rega, He's Masha. He's over. Is he? You have to tell me what the sheer of how much. What's Rashi doing? I think Rashi's coming to say, this person is not. You're not talking about someone who's leaving this chametz for a long time. This is just fine. It's like, oh, that's it. Yeah, boom. Masha, afilu rega achad, you're going to be over. That's what I think. Dachsoch is going to be pshat and Rashi. Tosis might even argue on this nakuda. I think that's what's going to come out according to Rashi. So Rashi learns there's no serious masha over here. Let's see what is Tosis' kasha on Rashi. It says Tosis, Udaiti ilave, pirish, viloi botal me'ilav, kamo pirurin. Tosis learns, it seems to be only like the Ran, which means Daiti ilave does not mean that he's going to say, oh, I want this. It just means that the chametz is not something that's batal me'elav. The Tosfos HaRosh is a different gears in the Gemara. It's gluski yafa di daita ilave. Di daita ilave. In other words, it's the type of thing that a person is not automatically batal from. It's the type of thing that a person doesn't mean that there's something else that happens. According to Rashi, step one is you find the gluski yafa. What's step two? According to Tosfos, there's no step two. It's one thing. It's the type of chametz that's not batal. It's shema yimtza gluska yafa. I'm going to use the gears of the Tosfos HaRosh. Did daita ilavei. It's the type of chametz that people like, and it's not kemo pirurim. And now says Tosfos, al pirush hakunchus kasha. My parach ki meshkachas leivatle. What's the Gemara's question? The hapirush did daita ilavei shachas aleim ilavatla. Rashi understood that this person has a moment of hesitation. If he's going to hesitate to burn, he's also going to hesitate to be mevatel. Comes along the Sfas Emes and says, okay, Taz, you got a great diuk in Rashi. Rashi says he's only going to be chasalei l'sofa, he's not chasalei levatla. But hold on a second. What's harder to do? To physically be mevatel your chametz, or to be mevatel your chametz in your lave? What's harder to do? Says the Sfasem, it's harder mevatel in your lave. So if he's going to be chas mila sarfa, kol shchein he's going to be mechas mila vatla.
Why is it harder?
Because I can really like something and burn it anyway. I could cry the whole time it's burning. I did it. But to really emotionally detach from something is harder. Then you have to be genuine. You have to be real.
Burn it, that's really hard. To take it and destroy it, but just a bitto, like, you can still see the donut. Yeah,
what?
No, I mean, you're doing a bitto, believe, but I'm saying, at the end of the day, I'm not destroying, I'm not putting it in fire. That's hard. So go
why is that hard?
Me.
Why is that hard? Why is it hard?
Because I don't want to destroy the donut.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
So if I destroy
it, I'm chas on it. I want the donut.
So how can you mevatel it? You want the donut? Whoa! You just said you want the donut.
I know.
Well, okay.
At least I'm not gonna throw it.
You want the donut?
Yeah,
how could you do bittel? You want the donut? You know what bittel is? Let me show you what bittel is. What's bittel? That's bittel. That's what he feels like right now. That's bittel. That's not that. Elamai, you could say a little bit of a different knetch, which I think is the pshat, perhaps. The way I understand, it's not muchach in the mihu, this exact legend is false. Maybe this guy doesn't want it at all. He doesn't want it. It's chametz. He knows it's chametz. Atu b'rishoy askinan, he doesn't want it. Nor of us, I don't know about you, but my family, we try very hard not to to burn chametz. We'll try to do everything we can. We'll give it away to other people. But burning chametz, it's like a chaval on the chametz. I don't want it. I don't want it. You know, I'll give it to a gamach. You know, I'll give it away to Salvation Army. I'll do something. I'm like, oh, I can't burn this. What a waste! Not that I want it. I don't want it. It's for me. It's for sure. Ichsa. I have no interest in eating this. But it's. If I would have known this was here, I would have given it to some poor people or something like that. But to burn it is. But not because he wants to keep it for himself. He's only chas mi l'sarfa. But he's not chos mi levatla. And he would be mevatla right away. And that's what Rashi holds. And Rashi holds, that's a second. That's just a second it takes. It's like, What am I going to do with this? There's nothing to do. Okay, I'll burn it. It's not like he's having an internal struggle of, oh, I really want this, or it doesn't take that long. It's mamish a second. It's like, oh, what a waste. Oh, I got to burn it. Okay, I'll burn it. That's it. It's that moment in his mind where he's like, I can't believe I'm going to burn this. This is, you know, this is a $7 donut from Krispy Kreme. I don't know how much they cost, but whatever. I'm going to burn it. And not that I'm going to eat it. No habamina. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. So bittul would be in a second. Because bittul, you're not burning it. You're not doing anything. You're just saying, I don't want this. Yeah, you can do that. I don't want this. But l'sorfa, he'll hesitate that second. Masha afilu rega echad. He'll wait and say, what a chaval, what a waste. I guess enough people that we're going to have. I mean, I guess you're not like me. But they say, okay, so there's enough people like me. They make takanas for me. There's enough people like me. They're going to make a takana like me. Okay. Tosfos misunderstood Rashi. Tosfos kasha. The Rabbeinu Peretz says he's masha shah. What does it mean, shah? Because he's having an internal struggle. I want it. I don't. If you want it, then there's no bittul. I want it. I'm going to keep it. I'm not going to burn it. Okay, then there's not going to be a bittul. Ena chanami, the Meiri brings up such a tzad that maybe we're afraid he's actually going to succumb to the taiva of eating it. That's shemi yimtzuk luska yafa, and he'll actually, not only will he hesitate for a moment, but he'll actually eat it. Says the Meiri, oh, how could he eat it? He was mevatel it already. He was mevatel. Listen to the lashon of the Meiri. I enjoy it very much because we said the same yisoid in the beginning of this man. But I'll read for you the lashon of the Meiri. Says the Meili. That if you're, what is the Gemara? Let's say it this way. The Gemara says, "Haboydek tzarech sheyivatel." Now that you did bittul, why does that help? If you're worried about bayura, bayumatzi, I understand how it helps. But the Miri brings up a shita, we're worried about you're going to end up eating it. So what does it help to do bittul? It's still there, you mevatel it. So what? It's still there. If the chshash is isur bayura, bayumatzi, once you do bittul, no more bayura, bayumatzi. But if the chshash is you're going to eat it, so what's pshat? Says the Miri, once you're mevatel it, you're not going to want to eat it anymore. Why not? He was mevatel it. This is ich. He just did the ich. Once he did the ich, there's no longer a tzad that he's going to want to eat the chametz. We're good. That's why, haboydek, tzorech sheyivatel, you're mevatel, even if you find it, you're not going to end up eating it. Why? Because you ichs the chametz. You ichs the chametz. This is clearly not Tosfos, right? Tosfos learned bittul is just hefker. I'm not ichsing anything, I'm saying hefker. Right, Rashi says bittul is ichs. So therefore, we have a habamina that, or a pshat in the Gemara. Once you do bittul, there's no more shema yavoy la'achloi. The Beis on Daf Beis Amar Aleph. We said Tosfos says the reason why hamavatel so sheyivdoik is we're afraid shema yavoy la'achloi. We said in Rashi it's not such a strong chash because according to Rashi we said that bittul means ichs. There's no more shemi over the achle. And Achanami Rashi doesn't learn like Tosfos. Rashi learns, we're afraid you didn't mean your bittul, or maybe or we're afraid that you forget to do the bittul. But the actual chshash of shemi over the achle is not so compelling by Rashi, because Rashi says that bittul means ichs. That's Akoponim. This is not the pshat of Rashi itself. Rashi himself says the pshat is, we're worried that he's going to be Masha, he'll be over on Bal Yura, Bal Yimatse. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Why don't you just mevatel right when you find it? That makes sense. Why? Because he's not going to hesitate to do the bittul. He's just going to hesitate to do the beer. What about in Tosfos? I'm very mesupik in Tosfos. Tosfos says he's going to find the chametz. Are we worried about a hesitation according to Tosfos? Does the Gemara say anything about a hesitation? The Gemara says, Shemi yimtza gluska yafa. Vidaita ale just means it's not batal me'elav. Boom! And what? And then you're over. Tosfos seems to say, you're over without hesitation. Rashi says you're only going to be over if there's hesitation. Tosfos seems to say no. Bali Rabbi Matzah, you have it in your house. You weren't over yet, maybe because it was Chametz Sheni Yadua or something like that. Are you over Ba'inis Chmesnish? But here on in, boom, you're going to be over Bali Rabbi Matzah the second you find it. So what's the Gemara saying? Chimish Gachas Lo Levadle. What is the Gemara saying? Chimish Gachas Lo Levadle. How could you do that? You're over by Rabbi Matze. I don't understand the Gemara according to Tosis. How could you be Mevatel when you find it? You're over by Rabbi Matze. And if you're telling me that, as long as you do it right away, so let him do the beer right away. Let him do the beer right away. He'll do the beer immediately. He won't hesitate. Elamai, you're saying Tosis holds he's going to hesitate? The Gemara doesn't say anything about hesitate. According to Rashi, those are the words Vidaitale. Vidaitale is, and that's the hesitation. But according to Tosis, there's no hesitation here. The Gemara doesn't say anything about hesitation. He'll find a Gluskoyofa. What's the problem? Boom, he's over. So what is Bitlahab? I don't know the answer to this question. I'm going to say something radical. Adarab, I'd like you to ask, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Talmidei Chacham around, you could ask. Maybe Tosis holds, if you're Mevatel that fast, you're not over. But beer takes time. Tosis holds, you're not over by Rabbi Matzah in a second. Rashi said, Mashila afilu rega echad. Tosis holds, maybe rega echad, you're not over. Maybe you're not over rega echad. If I say, Dov is a hefker, or whatever, or whatever it is, I'm not over. Beer is going to take time. I have to go light a fire. I have to find matches. Senem tzeit. Okay, it takes 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. Then you'll be over by Rabbi Matze. But if you find it and right away you say hefker, then you're not over.
If you're doing the beer, whatever you're doing for the beer, you're not over.
If I'm right, Tosis holds that is not true. Rashi maybe holds if you're doing the beer, you're not over. Tosis holds no such thing. Who said? And Rashi, it's muchach that way, because Rashi says, if I wouldn't hesitate, and I would right away go to burn the chametz, would I be over, according to Rashi? No. So because I'm hesitating. Because Rashi holds, if I'm active in the biur, then I'm not over. Tosis holds, you're over, even if you're not active. But it's only over in a few seconds. This might be Rashi Tos L'Shitos. Rashi holds that the only Isser of Bayra Matzah is connected to the Shema Yavoi La'achloi or to the Isser Achila. Rashi holds, as long as I'm engaged in getting rid of it, there's no, you're not worried about me eating it. I'm being mafkia the Achila. I'm active in being mafkia the Achila. There's no Bayra Matzah when I'm active in being mafkia the Achila. There won't be a problem. Hashem going to order to Tosis. By Rabbi Matzah is a Matzias. Is it in your house? Yes or no? It's here. Yes or no? Just tell me if it's here. It's here. You're over by Rabbi Matzah. So I don't know what why doing it fast makes. I'm not sure according to Tosis how this works 100%.
Even if you do it fast, there's still at least a second or two where you looked at it and you didn't want my backlog.
Maybe Tochkei Dedibur is enough. I don't know how long Tochkei Dedibur is. I don't know if you could do it in Tochkei Dedibur. I'm not sure. There's a concept called Tochkei Dedibur. I don't know if that's what Rashi means. I don't know. I got a problem here, folks. I mean, Adarabba. Someone ask a Talmud Chacham. Find a Talmud Chacham. Ask a Talmud Chacham. According to Tosfos, what does it help? Do bits right afterwards. You ever buy Rabbi Matze? You ever buy Rabbi Matze? If someone finds it, yeah.
You can't be talking about
I don't see the Gemara.
I hear the problem.
I don't see how you read the Gemara otherwise. Shemi imsa gluski yafa. The gears of the Teis HaRosh is did daita ale. There's nothing here. You'll find the giskafa. And what? And you'll be over.
He's even more shver than Rashi.
Yeah.
He doesn't learn like this. He's even more. He's asking a kasha on Rashi. He's even more shver. The Gemara is saying, not only, according to Rashi, it's a kashash you're going to be over by your
right.
Right. According to the Teis, be mevatel it afterwards and be vade over by your rabbi.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Somehow, that has to be the bitl afterwards is going to get you out of Bali Rabbi Yamatze. Question is, where does he see that, Bechlal? How does that happen?
I'm talking about before the Zman Isser. That's the Gemara's answer. I mean, according to Taisa, the bitl is always hefker.
So then why don't you just burn it?
So that maybe Taisa is Bali, why did you do it right away? Let me do the bitl. I'm not sure.
Problem, my friends. We've got problems here. Okay. Zakta Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara, v'chi mishkachas lelevatle. Why don't you just mevata when you find it? Til mishkachas lebasar yisur, v'la b'shus ha-kaima. V'lo ma'atzi mevata. Damar Abelazar, shnei dvarim shena b'shus ha-shadam, v'asa v'kosav ki lehem b'shus ha-shadam. V'eloheim bar b'shus ha-rabim, v'chamitz mishay shay yisur ha-maila. We say, what's bar b'shus ha-rabim? Let's just get clear what's going on over here. What's a bar b'shus ha-rabim? A person walks into b'shus ha-rabim, and he just digs a ditch. We don't have to think of him as just stam like a wicked mazik. He wants some dirt. So he goes into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and he shovels out some dirt. Now there's a big gaping hole in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Someone's shar is walking there and trips, falls, and dies. Now, does he own the ditch? No. Doesn't own the ditch. Who owns the ditch? Either no one or everyone, however you want to say it. So the halacha is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? It must be the Torah made it as if it's yours. What about chametz? What about chametz? Chametz achar sheishois. Chametz achar sheishois. So the Gemara says it's eino birshusai. Rashi says eino shaloi, which means Rashi is saying the chametz doesn't even belong to you anymore. Why doesn't it belong to you? This is my chametz. Why doesn't it belong to you? Akiva, you have a sfar of why it doesn't belong to you. Chametz after sheishos.
It's aser b'ana.
It seems like it's aser b'ana. Something that's aser b'ana is not yours.
So I would.
Or at least Rashi says it's not. The Gemara doesn't say that.
So how would be chayim on bar?
The Torah made it yours. The Torah ki'ilu put it into your rishus, at least. Put it into your rishus.
So that
same thing with chametz. The Torah is putting it into your rishus, or maybe even into your ownership. We'll see.
No, so, but the same thing that chametz is, they're both nobodies. So
Rashi seems to learn both chametz and bor are both nobodies. The Torah is putting it into your rishus, which would, I guess, mean Torah is making it yours. It's not yours, the Torah is making it yours. That's what it would appear. I'm going to suggest otherwise. But is chametz yours? Do you own chametz? There's a whole discussion over here. I don't know if everyone got it. We have Mara Mekoymus. They're there. From the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. If a person can be yoyresh chametz, he has a shayla. Mishlo birchem tzoy umes. Lachashigiz mani surai. Are the Yorishim mechuyev to be mavarit or not? Were they Yorish the chametz?
On Pesach?
On Pesach. A person is a baal tshuva. His father owns an entire factory of beer. Use that as an example. And he dies on Pesach. So is the son mechuyev to burn all of the beer? Or get rid of it however he can? Or his father owns a pasta factory, it's a little bit easier. Is he mechuyev to burn all the... Now, it might be aser b'ana, that might not be the discussion. The discussion is, am I mechuyev to now go burn it and to get rid of it, or not?
Or was he let have it in the first place?
He wasn't, but he was not... The son's a baal tshuva. Father's not from. So, is the son yoyresh? So there's two discussions. One is, are you yoyresh baal korchai? I don't want this. What good is it going to give me? Right? So I discussed this shaila in America. Someone said a very good svar. He said, yeah, but you want the machinery. Right? You're Yorish a factory. In the factory is lots of pasta. So can you say, I don't want this part of the Yorish, I want that part of the Yorish, or is one Yorish, it's all or nothing? Is a person able to like block out part of the Yorish? I don't know. It's a good shaila. I hear the shaila. It's one shaila. The other shaila is there what to be Yorish? Does it belong to the father, Bichlal? Is it his? Rashi says, "Shnei dvarim she'ena b'shusa shel adam." What does Rashi say? "Eina shaloi." If it's not his, so then he's not yorish it to his son because it doesn't belong to him. So Rashi seems to say it's eino shaloi. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings rayas from different opinions that it is shaloi, it's just not b'shusai. And he brings a compelling svara. Listen to this awesome svara. I love this. This is brilliant. You have to be very careful the lashon of the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara again. It brings a right from our Gemara, not like Rashi. Shnei devar, it says the Gemara, v'chi mishkachas la levatla, when you find a bimavatel, dilma mishkachas la lebasser isura, maybe you'll find it after zmana iser, v'lav birshusei kaima, what does that mean? Translate that according to Rashi. Translate according to Rashi. It's not yours. V'loi matzi mevatele. And he can't be mevatel. Makes it sound like if he could be mevatel, the bittul would work. It's just I can't be mevatel because it's no longer mine. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Hold on a second. If you're over on chametz, even though it's not yours, what good is bittul going to do? You're going to be mevatel it. Let's use the simple reason for bittul. Bittul makes it not yours. Okay, but it's not mine anyway, and the Torah made me over. So what am I going to do? Now I'm going to get up and say it's not mine. Bittul won't help you, Acher Zmana Isser. Not just you can't be Mavatel, it will serve no purpose. It will serve no purpose to be Mavatel, Acher Zmana Isser. I'll read you the Lashon over here of the Shulchan Aruch Rav.
Isn't it Bittul before Zmana Isser?
What'd you say?
According to that.
No, because if I made it not mine, then the Torah doesn't put it back in my. Then the Torah's not gonna put it in my rishus. Only something that was mine b'shasa iser will the Torah up. In other words, if I have something at 12 o'clock, the Torah says I'm taking it away, putting it back in. But if something doesn't belong to me at 12 o'clock, the Torah doesn't put it into my possession.
It doesn't belong to me at 4 o'clock.
What?
It doesn't belong to me later on. Because of me, not because of
no, that doesn't belong to me anyway. But I can't be mevatel. It's not going to be mevatel. It's not mine. I'm going to be mafker. It's already hefker. It's not mine. The Torah put in my rishus. What am I doing now? There's no bittul. Listen to the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. What a beautiful diyuk. V'chein matzinu behedya psachim davav amid beis. If you have one in front of you, which many of you don't, it's around 10 lines down on the second side. V'loi matzi mevatele. V'loi matzi mevatele. Mashma. Tihavi matzi, havi mayel. It's mashma. If you were able to mevatel, it would help. V'ibalav ha'chinami hefker gomerhu. If it's mamish, not yours. Ad she'in banav yichom liyarisho, you can't even be yarish. If I feel ha'chi aso akasam, kilu v'shusu im kain. Keshefkerenu mayoyel. You're going to be mafkir. What does that help to be mafkir? El al korchach kishu hefker gomer loyo iso akasiv. V'achshav she'in oi hefker. El she'in lo schus begufa machma she'asu lahenes boy. It's not hefker. It just doesn't have a schus in the goof. So, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is bringing a compelling kasha from the suya. But let me explain why it's not a kasha on Rashi. Because Rashi holds, what is bittul? Bittul is just saying that I don't like it. It has nothing to do with hefker. Nothing. Can you be mevatel something that's hefker? Maybe. You know what we learned, my friends? We even learned you can be mevatel something that's not yours. We learned by Soichel Masker, I can be mevatel something that's not mine. So Rashi, Lefi Rashi, in a Chanami, the Gemara is saying, after Hefker, after it's Eina Shaloi, if you could be Mevatel, it would help.
Why can't you be Mevatel?
Oh, we have a different child. Why can't you be Mevatel according to Rashi? So it's not yours. Can you Mevatel Chometz that's not yours?
No.
According to what we learned in Rashi, can you Mevatel Chometz that's yours? Yes. We say you can Mevatel Chometz that belongs to Soichel Masker, I can Mevatel someone else's Chometz. If I can Mevatel someone else's Chometz, why can't I Mevatel Chometz that the Torah made, not mine? So step by step, shlav shlav. I'll try to get back to it. Rabbi said, however, according to Tosis, how is Tosis going to learn our sugya? He can't learn that chometz is not yours because Tosis learned bittul is hefker. If bittul is hefker, so then what does the Gemara mean? Lamotzi mevatele, as if it would help. It wouldn't help if you say that chometz is not in your rishus, but it still belongs to you. And the Torah is saying you're over even though it's not in your Rishus. If I could be Mavatalit, that would take away my Isser, because the Torah only said something that's not in your Rishus, we put in your Rishus. Something that's not yours, the Torah maybe doesn't make it yours. Perhaps. So therefore, if you would be able to be Mavatalit, it would work. Tosis would have to differentiate between Bar B'Shus Arabim and Chometz on Pesach. Because Bar B'Shus Arabim, is it yours? What?
Because
Torah makes it,
but it's not yours. And still we see that you're over. So we see that the Torah, maybe you, bor doesn't have to be yours. Chametz has to be yours. Chametz, you have exeris akasev. What does the pasuk say? Lo yirah lecha shelcha yataroya. Has to be yours. Bor, maybe it's enough that it's in your rishus. Let's say I'm a shomer on someone else's animal, and I'm not careful with the animal. Let's say I borrow someone else's animal, I'm not careful with the animal. And the animal damages it, machayev? I am. Why? It's not mine, but it was in my rishus. So bor doesn't have to be mine, it just has to become my rishus. But chametz, in order to be over, it has to be mine. And chanami, but it is mine. Yeah, but it's not in your rishus. Torah puts in your rishus. But if I would be mafkir it, then it would no longer be mine. So Tosfos understands how this would work, according to Tosfos. Why can't you be mafkir it? Because it's not in your rishus. Something's not in your rishus, you can't be mafkir. But according to Rashi, chametz is not yours. It doesn't belong to you. Chametz is not yours. Really, you shouldn't really, you shouldn't be over. Why shouldn't you be over? Because it's not yours? According to Rashi, are you over on chametz that's not yours? We learned that you are. So what's Pshat in this Gemara? Well, the Gemara doesn't say it's not yours. What is the language the Gemara uses? It's true it's not yours. Rashi tells you it's not yours, but the Gemara doesn't use that language because you'd be over in chametz if it's not yours. You're not going to be over. It's not in your rishus. So it's true it's not yours, but it's also not in your rishus. The reason why you're not over is because it's not in your rishus.
Why is Rashi saying it's not yours?
Because the truth is it's not yours.
What
are
you just telling
us? Isn't that fun thing? And I don't know. Asa kasam kilu b'rishusai. Shail is, so the chametz is not yours. Chametz is not in your rishus. Why can't you be mevatel it? Rashi holds you can be mevatel chametz. Even if it doesn't belong to you. Here comes Rebbe Yashiv, my friends. If you look in the Maror Mekoymus, give it Rebbe Yashiv. La b'shusay kaima v'lo matzi mevatel. Hine l'shitas Rashi nisbar la'el d'yisoid bitul hu she'enu machshivoy v'yesh levar te'en shayach levatel achar zman ha'yisr. Why? She'harei ha'toyra hitziya merishusoy legamri v'imkein ma b'ailam hu levatel v'harei hu batol me'elov u'ma yosef bibituloy. The way I understand the Rebbe Yashiv, something along the lines of this. What is the Torah telling you to do bittel? What does bittel mean? Say it's ichs. When it hits Zmana Isser, it is ichs. Who made it ichs? The Torah made it ichs. So you're going to come ichs and ichs too late. It's ichs already. Ein ichs, chal al ichs. It's too late. It sounds to me almost like it's not the pshat. I don't have the bailus to do this. It's not about my bailus. You don't need to be bailim to say ichs. But once the Torah already was mafkir from Yeshus, the Torah said, this thing is disgusting. You can't eat this thing. So once the Torah did that, you can't come and say, okay, I'm going to ichs you. It's ichs already. It's too late. It's too late to do the ichs. Dugmas ein isser chal isser. The chiddush here, my friends, is because we understand in Rashi that bittel is not chal mechefza. In isur chal mechefza is pashtus din mechefza. Is an isur on the chefza? I can't put another isur on the chefza. We're saying that this is bittel is more din in the gavra than in the chefza. So it's still a stretch a little bit. But according to the way we're learning in Rashi, l'chor, you have to say something like that. Something like that, which is that I'm not creating. It's not. It doesn't have to be a bailim to do it. But what's the Ani Rishusai? What does that mean? That means the Torah is saying this is something that's disgusting. It's mius. Once it's mius, so then you anyway can't you can't famius it to you. It's be'etzem famius. It's too late. Ein iser kvar. It's kvar nisbatel. Are you batel me'elav? Umayosef bibitula, your bittul don't do anything. You're not accomplishing anything with your bittul. It's too late to do your bittul. But Toisvis, it's very simple. Once the Torah says that it's eino shelo, it's eino birshusai, so therefore you can't be mafkir. It's not in your shus to be mafkir. It's kiilu birshusai, but it's not mamish birshusai. L'chayra, that's going to come out. Rabbi say this. He said a lot of big yisoidis over here in the Gemara, in these different pshatim.